We are right in the middle of the season of Epiphanies. Epiphanies in the plural, because each Sunday in this season, our gospel lessons tell us a new story of a new epiphany, a new revelation of the true identity and mission of Jesus. Starting with the wonderful star guiding the Magi westwards to the baby king. Stories of the powerful voice of affirmation of Jesus by his father at the baptism in the Jordan River. Revelation in the form of a gracious gift of really good wine. Particularly Episcopalian epiphany at the wedding in Cana. Revelation in the form of the tense drama and interaction between Jesus and the citizens in the synagogue at Nazareth. Each of these episodes, a powerful epiphany. Each of these episodes opening more fully the true identity and mission of Jesus for the disciples and for us. And it continues this morning, but not in a star and not in a voice from heaven and not in wine. This morning, it's fish. Which might be a little bit surprising at first. But then we remembered it's not really about the fish. It's about the way Jesus' actions make his teaching real and present. Jesus is proclaiming something with this action. The kingdom of God may be hard to see now. We might get even a little discouraged with the feeling you'd get after a whole night of fishing with no fish. Jesus is saying, hang in there. Persevere. Jesus is saying, listen to me, obey, follow, and you will see. You will see the kingdom breaking into the world. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom has arrived in nascent form in Jesus himself. And the kingdom is working its way more and more powerfully into this world. And when it's fully here, Jesus says, it'll be more than we can ask or imagine. The kingdom is coming. And it's going to be abundance that we can't even picture right now. The kingdom is coming, and it's going to be like a catch of fish too big for our nets to hold. Today's epiphany is fish. But don't let that distract you. In today's epiphany, I'd ask you to pay close attention to Simon Peter. Because Peter has something to show us, something really important about all epiphanies, whether they come as stars or wine or fish. Peter shows us that a true epiphany about Jesus will always also be an epiphany about ourselves. As we discover who Jesus really is, we also discover who we really are. For better or for worse. Because sometimes seeing the real truth about ourselves is not the most comfortable experience in the whole world. Think of Isaiah's experience as God calls him to be a prophet of God's word. Isaiah speaks for us. He says, "Not me. Good idea to send somebody, bad idea to send me. I've got unclean lips." And God says, "Yeah, I know. We're going to do something about that." Peter speaks for all of us. "I can't be here. I can't do this. I'm a sinful man." He even asked Jesus to depart from him, find someone better. "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." And Peter gets two things right on our behalf. Jesus is Lord, and we are sinful. Epiphanies about Jesus will always also be epiphanies about ourselves. There's no wrath or rage or desire to punish in all of this. Jesus doesn't set out to make Peter feel bad and guilty. Quite the opposite, as we see at the end of the story. No, it's just that when we experience epiphany, when we step into the light of the presence of the Holy, one of the things that can happen is we sometimes see our own unholiness all the more clearly. It's kind of like when you wake up groggy in the morning and you stumble into the bathroom in the dark and you suddenly turn on that bright light and look into the mirror and you go, "Whoa, I haven't been walking around like that all these years, have I?" That's my experience. And I imagine your bathroom is something like mine. It's my experience in my walk of faith as well. I spend time in the presence of Jesus, as we all do. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in scripture reading. Most importantly, spend time with y'all in worship. And I find consolation and comfort, certainly. But if I'm paying attention, I'll also learn some home truths about myself. Because an epiphany of Jesus is an epiphany of ourselves. As I come into his presence, his patience shows me my petulance. As I come into his presence, there are times when his generosity shows me a bit more clearly my hard-heartedness. As I come into his presence, there are times when his unfathomable courage shows me my timidity. His forgiveness can show me the grudges that I carry around in my heart. Discovering Jesus is discovering ourselves. And that sounds hard, and it is. It's also a great and glorious blessing. God, in his mercy, is not going to leave us sitting in our own self-deceptions and excuses. God, in his mercy, is not going to leave us stuck in the tangled mass of half-truths and inaccuracies and every once in a while even outright lies that we tell ourselves about ourselves. God cuts through all that. God gives us the Son so that we can see what's really going on. Not to make us feel guilt or shame. If we get stuck there in that place of guilt and shame, please, please come to Father William or Father Milton, Father Frank or me, and let's talk. No, the purpose is so that seeing the truth, we can recognize our need for help from God. And that's the first step. That's the first step on the path of healing and wholeness. That's the first step, recognizing where we really stand, recognizing our need. That's the first step on the path to a new and nobler way of life. Epiphanies do bring judgment, it's true. But judgment is mercy. Judgment is grace. Judgment is hope. And notice that judgment is never the final word. Notice in this story how Jesus responds to Simon Peter. Jesus certainly doesn't tell Peter he's wrong. He doesn't say, "Oh, lighten up, Pete. Don't be so hard on yourself. There are lots of people worse than you." He doesn't give Peter a self-help book on self-esteem. No. What does he say? He says, "Get on your feet. There's work to do. And there's a kingdom to proclaim. That's what I've come out to do. And even though, yes, you are a sinful man, I'm inviting you, Simon Peter, to be part of it. Get up, join me, follow me, bring your friends. Up you get. It's time for the kingdom. Up you get. It's time to fish for people." Peter the fisherman leaves all those fish on the beach and follows. So yes, epiphanies can bring judgment. Yes, epiphanies about Jesus are epiphanies about ourselves. Yes, we do need to see and acknowledge the truth about ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yet, Jesus invites each one of us to join Simon Peter and follow him. Work with him. Obey him. Listen to him. Not someday when we're more perfect and holy, but right now as we are with all the flaws. And then something miraculous starts to happen because it's in following him, obeying him, working with him, that we move out into deep waters. Let our nets down and we find healing and abundance of life that we could never have imagined on our own. Yes, we see our weaknesses in the light of Jesus, but God will use those. God will heal them. If Jesus can use Simon Peter, he can use you. He can use me. Epiphanies about Jesus are always epiphanies about ourselves. That's the epiphany challenge. Jesus calls us as we are. And that's the epiphany hope. In Jesus' name. Amen.